This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Tonight on Trade Secrets, I'm chatting to someone whose journey proves that the road to your dream career isn't always straight, but it's worth taking. I'm joined by Ryan Mangan, soon to be Dr. Ryan Mangan, who grew up in Belclare in County Galway with the dream of becoming a doctor. And despite working incredibly hard, Ryan missed out on the points in his Leaving Cert for medicine. And for a lot of people, that would have been the end of the story. But for Ryan, it was just the beginning. Thank you so much for joining us on iRadio's group chat, Ryan. Take me back to the beginning. When did that dream of becoming a doctor first land for you? And also, what sparked that fascination with anatomy and things like that growing up?
Yeah, firstly, thanks so much for having me on. So where did it begin? I think it was more of a gradual landing than anything else. So I remember from a young age just having a curiosity towards like organ systems, how they all interact differently with the environment. And then I also have a family that have been very involved with the Order of Malta. So they're Ballina based. From my granddad down to my uncles and my aunts, they've all been very involved with like the ambulance corps and their first aid responders. So I guess from a young age that inspired me. But then I think ultimately when I was studying the Leaving Cert and even the Junior Cert beforehand, I always had a fascination with science and biology in particular. So medicine just seemed like the natural step forward for me.
I know that you worked incredibly hard for your Leaving Cert and you just didn't get the points the first time around. How difficult was that? Because I even think back to my own Leaving Cert and there was people that I knew, even not just from my school, but like other schools that were working towards medicine and just missed out by like literally nothing because there's nothing in it at that stage of it. And they were just devastated. Like, how did you cope with that?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a common feeling for many. Emotionally, it was tough, definitely. I was disappointed and even a bit shattered. And looking back, I think I had put all of my eggs into one basket. So I feel like because of that and because I wasn't considering other routes or other careers, I think that kind of culminated in it being like a lot worse for me because I remember all the hours that I lost out and being social. And I think overall, yeah, very shattering because I think I had put too much pressure on myself, you know?
It's so easy when you're a teenager and when you're going through the throes of the CAO and what you're going to do and, you know, in college or if you're going to college and people just make it seem like it's like the rest of your life you're talking about. But it is really just a snippet in time. I know you went back and you went for it the second time and missed it that time as well. Did you have a moment where you were like, is this dream worth it? Or did you just try and stick with your goal?
So I think the reason why I went to repeat the Leaving Cert was because I was, you know, I still did well. I felt like, okay, you know, it's not the most rare thing to repeat and then get the course the second time. So I think the first time I did hold on to a lot of hope. I thought that with a bit more perseverance and discipline, it would work out the second time. But when it didn't work out the second time, that's when I really thought it was over. I really thought, or I didn't realize that there were alternative routes at the time. So in that moment, the second time I had gotten the results, I was like, yeah, this is over for me.
What were the steps you took then to kind of go the non-traditional route towards medicine? Because I know you've obviously become a doctor now, so you found another way to get there.
So what I did after the Leaving Cert was I did an undenominated science degree. And I think it's a very good opportunity to then branch out into different careers. It's a nice general degree and people even go on to do postgraduate medicine in Ireland from that. So without really having much faith in medicine at that time, I went for the science degree, which led me ultimately to where I am now. But I suppose one thing about doing the science undergrad was, for once, I was allowing myself to consider other interests, to allow myself to really focus on hobbies. Like I remember during that time, I was really focusing on my writing and I was representing Ireland in a slam poetry competition. And then on the other hand, I started my food blog and that allowed me to be very creative, The Food Anatomist on Insta and TikTok. And that also kind of allowed me to build confidence. So I think even though medicine was always in the back of my mind, I I allowed myself to do and go for other things. I went to the UAE to teach science. And I think all of this, even though I ultimately came back to the original plan, all of these things, they allowed me to develop these soft skills, make friends, travel, and I think build the confidence that I don't know I would have had I gotten medicine the first time. So yeah, it was a windy road, but a very scenic route.
It seems to be that the setbacks, inverted commas, that they originally were thought to be actually were just shaping, you know, who you were going to become and what type of doctor you were going to be and your work ethic and stuff like that. What is one myth that people have about becoming a doctor that you have debunked in your job now that you've come across and been like, that's not actually true?
Okay, so one myth. I think, like on a more lighthearted level, it's not like Grey's Anatomy as much as people might think. I think those shows really romanticize medicine, and there's a lot of them, which makes for like a good watch. But if I was to put a show on it, it's more like The Pitt. That's a show on HBO Max. I think that's the most accurate. So that's the first thing. Secondly, when it comes to medicine, and one thing that I was kind of surprised about is that I don't think the workload and the subject matter is as difficult as one would think it is. It's more so about the volume of work, like as in you're always, you know, trying to keep on head above water and keep on top of the workload. But it's not actually as in depth as you would think. Like when you go on later to specialize as a doctor, that's when you really go into detail in certain subject matter. But I feel you glance over everything, but there's a lot of what you're glancing over rather than, you know, finding the learning very intense. I think it's more manageable than I thought.
What needs to change to encourage more people to choose it as a career path, do you think, particularly in Ireland?
So, without speaking too much on any controversy here, because I haven't actually, you know, started working myself, I think, you know, seeing so many people move abroad to study or to work rather after or during their junior doctor year, that might kind of discourage people, I guess, from going into the field of medicine. And then there's also the other issues like long waiting lists and, you know, pressure, long working hours for medicine. But I don't think, you know, it would ever be easy going into it. Medicine is a vocation. So I guess, you know, people might be intimidated by all of this stuff, but I guess, you know, it's a part of the job. And I think everyone kind of knows it's intense, but it's always worthwhile in the end, I guess.
For someone who might be listening this evening who is dreaming of medicine or any high pressured career, in fairness, to be fair, and they're worried about not being good enough when they get there, what would your advice be to them?
My advice would be to kind of consider the plan B in the back of your mind. I think the Leave Insert is wonderful, and college or university places in Ireland are absolutely amazing when it works out. So of course, strive for that, study hard to get the best Leave Insert you can, but please consider your plan Bs. And I'm happy to see that nowadays it's becoming more normalized to study, not just medicine, but there's other careers as well that people go abroad to pursue. So I'm glad to see that that's normalized. But just if I was to change anything about how I was, I think, as I mentioned, I put my eggs in one basket and I wasn't considering alternatives, which put too much pressure on myself. So please consider that. And also just please know that, and you know, this might sound cringy, but what is for you will not pass you. And I am definitely a firm believer of that.
That is probably my most used quote ever. What is for you won't pass you by. So I think it definitely applies to something like this as well. But I actually, before I let you go, I want to ask you about the food and Optimist and your social media platforms and everything that you do. What is that like, balancing that with potentially now like becoming, you know, like going into the workforce and stuff like that, and balancing being a doctor and also following what is kind of also a vocation, you know, with food and recipes and things like that?
Yeah, so the Food Anatomist I began kind of like as an accountability partner for myself, like logging my meals and just trying to put out some, you know, creativity onto Instagram platform. I actually started it now over a decade ago. I have kind of found it hard to juggle during the semesters, but between the semesters, I love putting out as much content as I can. And also, I found that I think over the past year and a half mostly, I'm trying to kind of marry it into the whole medical student life. So I'm trying to do more lifestyle videos. And although I love cooking, I love it so much, I want to always keep that going. I want to, after this, once I'm qualified, try to turn it into, I suppose, more of a medical platform. Medical platform with kind of some food ideas or whatever. I'm still working on it, but one thing is for sure, I'm not going to give up on that. To me, that's a really, really important hobby that I think I had discovered once I allowed myself to explore other hobbies during my undergrad. So, you know, not all bad came of me not getting medicine after the leave insert, you know.
As you said, not putting all of your eggs in one basket kind of led you to this. So, I mean, it worked out quite well. If people want to follow along with you on social media, where can they find you?
So they can find me on Instagram and TikTok at The Food Anatomist.
Well, Ryan, thanks so much for chatting with us on Trade Secrets on iRadio's group chat. Wishing you the very best with The Food Anatomist and with being a doctor as well. Fair play, could never be me. I would be absolutely beside myself the whole time. So well done on all that, and I'm sure we'll catch up to you again soon.
A pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.